This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control at T-minus 1 hour, 48 minutes, 55 seconds, and counting. We're still go with our countdown for Apollo 12 at this time, aiming toward our planned T-zero of 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The spacecraft commander, astronaut Pete Conrad, still busy aboard the Apollo 12 spacecraft, going through the final checks of the various modes of the emergency detection system of the space vehicle. The other astronauts are keeping an eye on activities inside the cabin as we continue our purge and leak checks. That is bringing the cabin atmosphere to the 60-40 oxygen-nitrogen atmosphere that we desire for liftoff. The astronauts, of course, are breathing 100% oxygen through their suit circuits. Our countdown picked up at the T-minus 9-hour mark at 1:22 a.m. Eastern this morning. And we then proceeded here in the firing room to begin the final propellant loading of the Saturn V launch vehicle. As it stood on the pad at that time, it already had its RP-1 fuel aboard the first stage. However, we spent 4.5 hours or so bringing in more than 750,000 gallons of the cryogenic propellants, the liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. We started loading oxygen to all three stages from the top down, and then went into the final phase of the propellant loading, bringing the hydrogen fuel first aboard the second stage and finally aboard the S4B third stage. All of this work was accomplished by the time we went into our planned built-in hold at T-minus 3 hours and 30 minutes. As far as the prime crew is concerned, after a good 8 hours of sleep, they were awakened in the crew quarters by astronaut and chief of the astronaut office, Tom Stafford, at 6:05 a.m. Eastern this morning. The crew then went down the hall to take their customary brief medical exam on launch morning. They were examined by Drs. Alan C. Harder and John T. Teagan. Following the brief examination, Dr. Harder declared the astronauts were in great shape and that everything is normal. The crew then received a weather briefing from Tom Stafford. His briefing still stands at this time as far as the weather forecast is concerned. The astronauts were told that they would expect the following conditions at launch time: scattered clouds in the Cape Kennedy area of about 2,500 feet, a broken ceiling at about 10,000 feet. We'd have winds from the southwest about 15 knots with gusts to 25 knots, a temperature in the launch area of 67 degrees. All of these conditions are acceptable for a launch attempt. Weather on the round-the-world track, in some places a little rough, in the western Atlantic particularly, we have 7-foot seas and winds up to 25 knots. However, looking at all the abort contingency areas, weather is acceptable in those areas also for a flight attempt this morning. The astronauts sat down to the normal breakfast menu of steak, eggs, orange juice, coffee, and toast. They had 5 guests for breakfast. The guests included Tom Stafford, the backup lunar module pilot, astronaut Jim Irwin, Jim McDivitt, who is the Apollo program manager at the Manned Spacecraft Center, astronaut Paul Weitz, and Paul Weitz is the support lunar module pilot for the Apollo 12 mission and also sits in as the capsule communicator with a call sign Stoney here in the firing room. The fifth man to join the group was Mr. Chuck Tringali. Mr. Tringali is head of the support training group for the Apollo 12 crew. A sixth individual in the room was a life-size gorilla, from what we understand, a stuffed gorilla that was sent to Pete Conrad by one of his friends. This gorilla had been adopted as a mascot by the crew, and he was rigged up in a flight smock and a crash helmet, seated on the side in the breakfast room when the crew came in. The crew then departed the quarters after donning and checking out their spacesuits at the appointed time, 8:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and proceeded to the launch pad up to the 310-foot level, where in order they boarded the spacecraft as follows. First, the commander, Pete Conrad, who sits in the left-hand seat, followed about 6 minutes later by astronaut Alan Bean, the lunar module pilot, in the right-hand seat. And another 7 minutes went by, and then Dick Gordon, the final member of the crew, came aboard, the command module pilot, who sits in the middle seat. The hatch was then closed, and the countdown has been proceeding satisfactorily since that time. We're at 1 hour, 44 minutes, and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.